This is the Mosh Pit Backstage podcast for punk, metal, and rock interviews and segments.
Fit on Sin, the bridge. I'm Alan and I'm here with
Jade,
Liam,
and Stefan.
That didn't sound very Liam!
Liam!
Hello, sorry, mate.
I'm waking
it's
up.
It's only 8 o'clock, it's not that late.
We're going to go straight into the music right now. So, this is, I've basically chosen songs for tonight. We're going to start with Disturbed and then some Linkin Park. This is old stuff, by the way. If you want the new stuff, they'll be at 9 p.m. Enjoy. This is Disturbed with Inside the Fire.
Au revoir. Hello, hello, hello. You're listening to Mosh Pit on Sin 90.7 with Ellen, Jade, and... Do you want to say your name or should I say it?
I'm Stefan. Hello.
Yeah. Hi, Stefan.
That was, again, really just not enough energy, Stefan. Do you want to redo that?
Oh, that's Stefan, I know.
He's just, yes, this is Stefan, and I came up with tonight's
set. Energetic, all right, all right.
What you just heard with your lovely ears was Inside the Fire by Disturbed. Well, that was the first song we played. Then just before, we were playing Rebellion by Linkin Park. Now, here's the thing with Disturbed. Saturday the 12th of November in Melbourne, they've got a show. Unfortunately, it's sold out, though, so don't expect to get any tickets. You know, you could get them off Gumtree or something. and then for Linkin Park, they're... Oh, what? What is
featuring
this?
Featuring Darren Malarkey from System of a Down. And they're working on a new album.
Oh, shit.
That's great.
To The Hunting Party was the album that song Rebellion was on.
Nice.
Anyway,
what have we
I thought
been?
You said that was old music. That was released 2014.
Of course,
all right. That's old.
We're very, very fresh. We play songs from the last few weeks.
Anything
usually on the show.
2 weeks old is old to me, baby.
Exactly.
So, Ellen, what have you been listening to this week?
I have been listening to Deep Purple. I've had their album on in my car. I've been like...
What is that circle of life?
Their song Hush. I don't know if it's like Hush, Hush.
Hush.
It's like Hush. It's the one where they're like, na, na, na. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No.
It's like their best song. I love it because it's on the Freaks and Geeks soundtrack.
Of course you bring that up.
Yeah.
How about
about you,
Stefan?
Me?
We'll go Liam.
I've been listening to similarly to what I've been listening to last week. I went and saw Jarrow's live show for his album launch, so I've been listening to the new album 2000 Dream by him.
How was it?
It was in Polyester Records in Fitzroy, so bit cramped between those aisles of records, but
yeah.
It was a really decent show. I think everyone was sick, you could hear it, but I was coughing as well, so I don't care.
Yeah.
And then the other thing I've been listening to, I told last week with Jacob that I was listening to the Punk 45 series, so I've been catching up on that. The new one I'm listening to is Chaos in the City of Angels and Demons, which has a really good track by a band called The Urinals. So,
can you explain
great.
To us what Punk 45 is?
It's a compilation series done by Soul Jazz Records, which is pretty much just a compilation of super deep underground punk and rock and metal stuff from 1979 till like the 80s.
That sounds cool. Good. Sounds like something I need to get my hands
I'll
on.
Send you a link. It's actually really, really amazing.
Yeah, it sounds like
fantastic.
Something I need. Yeah.
And Stefan, what have you been listening to?
I've actually been listening to this new album by Delane, which is a bit of a symphonic metal band.
And they have a female lead singer?
Yes, from the Netherlands, I think. Not to be confused with Epica, because I seem to mixing those two up a lot. The album was called Moonbathers. I'll give you a bit of a taste, I guess, on air. This is the song.
You're playing it through your phone!
Yeah, I am. Hands of Gold. Because, I was listening to it on my phone.
I can't wait to edit this podcast. Jesus Christ.
That's going to be terrible, Stefan.
Stefan, what are you doing?
You're ruining
it. He loves the music, guys.
You could have just plugged it in through the auxiliary.
It's about the listeners, guys.
The listeners aren't going to be able to hear this.
Yeah, because you keep talking over it.
Yeah. Let's all just be quiet for 10 seconds.
All right, now let's go over to Jade.
Yeah, it's
so
my
Jade.
Turn now, guys.
All right, fine. Chill out.
Well, no, I'm excited here because I just came back from Sydney and I saw Bring Me the Horizon, which some of you listening may be crying right now because you may be going to the Melbourne show and you've just found out that
I don't think they're going anymore.
Cancelled. Yeah. Dun, dun, dun. But see, I knew it was coming because
Ollie Sykes has laryngitis.
He was diagnosed with laryngitis.
Diagnosed.
By the doctor. That's what Jordan Fish said from the band. That's how he said it. So I'm just repeating their
words.
Diagnosed from the doctor. Because I caught the Sydney Sunday night show up at Horden Pavilion.
Why did you go all the way to Sydney?
Was it great?
Well, the standing tickets sold out for the Melbourne show.
Right.
And then they announced another show.
Well, yeah, then they announced the other show. But by then I was like, hey, let's go to Sydney and make a weekend of it. Yeah, yeah, we'll be awesome. And it was totally awesome and lucky I went because, yeah, hence there's no show now for Melbourne or Adelaide, sadly.
Dedication right there.
Damn. But yeah, they pretty much came out. They were taking ages to come out on stage on the Sunday night and then... one of them came out, Jordan Fish, he plays the keyboard in the band. He came out and he's like, oh, guys, look, I'm really sorry. We're taking a while. Ollie's really sick. We've been to the doctors. He's been diagnosed with laryngitis. They told us not to play the show. And everyone's like, oh, and he's like, but we're going to play the show because you're all here. And wow, you know, and he's like, so, yeah, sorry, we're taking a while, but we'll be out really, really soon. And yeah, they came out. They did the show. It was really, really awesome. Yeah. Last time I saw those guys was back in like 2013 or something. So, but yeah, it was really good. And Ollie seemed genuinely pretty upset that he couldn't do the show. So he posted a whole thing on Instagram about, yeah, not playing the Adelaide show. So they're very, very sorry, but they're getting refunds and they should perhaps maybe returning early next year to make up for shows this time.
Where are they originally from?
UK.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, quite a journey.
I think North UK, yeah, and because the architects who opened for them came from South UK or something like that. But the band that really also caught me was 68. They're
68 are really good. I've heard them
American
before.
American duo who, yeah, just guitar and drums, and they were sick. Like, for two guys, they make heaps of noise. It was really cool. They were very creative on their ending song because... You know, usually, like, the band plays and then lights go down and the sound people sort of come out and, you know, take everything off, set up for the next gig. Well, these guys actually, the guitarist actually started taking off all their own stuff while the drummer was, he was the last one on the stage. And slowly, you know, he's taking kit by kit, taking all the little bits, and the drummer's still just sitting on his seat. Like, by the end of it, he just had that one drum in front of him that he's just, like, banging on.
Little drummer
and
then, boy.
And he, yeah, and the guitarist was just passing them to the security guards, like, up the front of the stage, like, piece by piece. And I was like, what's going on? And then, yeah, the end of it, the last bit was gone, and they're like, thanks, everyone. Like, went off. It was really cool.
And also, Architects was playing as well, and...
Architects, the crowd actually broke the front barrier.
Oh.
So they had to ask everyone to take a couple steps back so security could kind of before, you know, shit.
Was there people crowd surfing?
There
was. Oh, come on, as if there was.
Yeah, not towards. I think there were a few people up there for Architects. I guess they were the really, you know. A lot of people actually came just for Architects, I think, because after Architects finished, like, a lot of the. Yeah, stage area got emptied out of it.
Oh, wow. So. Have you guys ever done that? Like, stay for an open air and then just leave?
No, I never have. I haven't,
but I've seen people do it.
I've just so happened to get lucky. Like, I've just so happened to love the headlining band and the support acts just so happened to be really awesome as well, but I've never gone purely for
Yeah, I don't think so either. Because you pay money for that, you know?
But yeah that's exactly. So true. Like, you're going to pay $90 just to... Well, $90 is
maybe,
okay, but...
Maybe it's worth it, though. Maybe you're so excited for the opener that it's
of
like...
Of course, yeah. It just
depends
how much you
love them. You're all energized out.
Mm. But all in all, it was a super sick show.
Awesome. Well, we're going to play back into the music. A couple of things for the metalheads out there. We've got some Lamb of God. The song's called Grace from their album Wrath. They're supporting Slipknot on Monday, the 31st of October at Rod Laver Arena. All right, and after that, we're going to play some Evil and Steel Panther. This is Grace by Lamb of God. That's what I am! You just heard Supersonic Sex Machine by Steel Panther from their album Balls Out.
What a great track.
Yeah, I remember in Year 12, that's one of those albums where I listened to it back and forth when I got it back in 2011. It was just like, wow, all these songs are so good.
Distract you from your exams?
I think it was released like within like exam period too, now that I think about it. Yeah, in October. Or after October, yes. So, yeah, you're exactly right, Jade. It screwed up my exam. That's probably why I didn't do so well, eh? And before that was... yeah, good old Steel Panther. Before that was Thrasher by Evil. Bit of the, I guess, new school thrash metal band. Obviously takes inspiration by the Bay Area guys. And before that was Grace by Lamb of God. So, yeah.
Also, should we say who's on currently?
We absolutely should. I'm Stefan.
I'm Liam.
Jade.
I'm Alan.
And back to you, Jade.
Don't sound too disappointed. Jesus Christ.
It's someone's turn every time.
I had to be the disappointed one this time.
All right, back to Jade.
Yeah, let's talk about something.
Well, Laneway Festival has revealed its lineup. So Laneway will be taking place in Melbourne next year on Saturday 28th. So 2 days after Australia Day. On the lineup, headlining, I guess, will go from, you know, most popular. Mm-hmm. Tame Impala. Chet?
He's changed it to like Nicholas some shit.
Nick Murphy, hence why
I always called him Nick Murphy.
Chet Baker's now in brackets. Whatever, same guy, I guess. Glass Animals, Floating Points, AB Original, Aurora, Bob Moses, Gang of Youths is in there, Mick Jenkins. Anyone else you got? Oh, Tash Sultana.
Tash Sultana, I got to see her live again.
Yeah, I haven't seen her live, but...
It's good.
Recently,
it's really
just
good.
Got told about her, and she's amazing.
Are we excited for this year's lineup, except for Tash Sultana?
I'm not really at all. Like, I'm looking at the ones...
I don't know any of those bands.
...that would actually appeal to me,
oh,
I guess.
Oh, you know Tame Impala. You've heard of them, at least.
Yeah, because you told me about them.
Last week. Yeah, catch up on your Aussie music, mate.
But I guess when you go to a festival, like, they play quite a lot of other bands, so you can't really just go for Tame Impala,
hold
can
on,
you?
Let's compare 2016 to 2017. You had the 2016 lineup.
Oh,
for one, we had
this
fucking...
This year's lineup was amazing. I was there this year.
High
we
tension
had battles,
for a start.
Beach House... Div, Chiverches, although
Chiverches, Grimes,
Smith Street Band, Violent Soho, come on,
Fiddler, if you like that kind of shit.
Japanese
Health.
Wallpaper was really good.
Metz, if you like a lot of noise rock, that's dope.
Hermitude, Vince Staples, if you like your rap.
That sounds like my band.
Big Scary, Big Scary is actually pretty big now.
Actually, I will say the one I am, if I was to go to the 2017 lineup, I would be super excited for Whitney. I know that's not really rock, punk, or metal. Whitney's a very melancholy kind of like summer, living it up. Let's go down to the beach.
It just makes you feel good.
It makes you feel good.
But even if you just take away the punk, rock, and metal, I'm not really into any of these bands. And even if we look at it,
scroll down again. What about
Luca Brasi though? Yes.
Nicholas Albrook. I actually saw Nicholas Albrook opening for the Shabab on Friday night. And I got to say, that was one of my favorite openings I've ever seen. He's actually got some amazing riffs.
But, like, do any of these appeal to any, I guess, punk, metal, any of these bands? The only ones I can think of is Luca Brasi and Camp Cope. I don't know any of these other ones.
Yeah, no, I'm going to say definitely not. No. We know who it's designed for, and it's not for us.
Not for us this year.
If you are interested, tickets are available online now.
Don't say how much. Do not say how much. Do not say how much.
Let's stay positive, Jade.
Stay positive.
Instead of being all down talking about it.
Oh, come on.
Stay positive.
They don't, you know how there's rules about how we're not allowed to like shit talk things, but even if we do shit talk Laneway, which it does sound like we are in some degree, it doesn't matter. People are still going to go.
I didn't say you were shit talking.
I'm shit talking.
I just said stay positive.
I can't be positive with a lineup like that.
I wonder if they'll be having it at the same venue, because last year...
Was it super busy last year? I didn't know.
It was very busy. The timetable clashed a lot. And the laneways were very long. And
that's what Jacob said. He's another mosh pit host for those of you playing at home.
I was a bit disappointed when Grimes was on. I couldn't really hear her that much because she was just like all the way down that long lane.
She's the one with the cool hair, isn't she?
Yeah, she's very... Like crazy,
crazy
hipster.
Eccentric. Isn't she dating?
She reminds me of Miley Cyrus.
Isn't she dating Twilight guy?
Oh, no, that's FKA Twigs.
Oh, whoops. Oh, yeah, no, I know who Grimes is.
She's with Rob Patterson, yeah.
Never mind.
But anyway, back to the music now.
Stay excited for this Raised Fist interview. They're a punk band, apparently crust punk, I don't know what that
means. It's not a real
crust?
Thing.
Crust? Yeah, from, I haven't heard of that.
Yeah, they're
crust
from Sweden. And
Sweden
this,
crust.
Yeah, they had an album released last year called From the North. I recorded this like 2 months ago.
But so fresh.
Yeah, fresh interview. So they're touring Saturday 3rd December is their Melbourne show at the Max Watts venue in Melbourne. It's an 18-plus show. Then we're going to play the song Chaos from their From the North album. So this is the interview with Raised Fist. Enjoy.
Hi, this is Alexander from Raised Fist. You're currently listening to Mosh Pit on Send. Have a good time.
Hey, I'm Stefan from the Mosh Pit on Sin. My interview guest, Alexander Hagman, or Ali for short, is the vocalist for Swedish hardcore punk band Raised Fist. The band will be returning to Australia and New Zealand for some shows in late November and early December. Ali, welcome to the Mosh Pit.
Thank you very much. Nice to be here.
You're welcome. So, are you touring at the moment, or are you ready to go on tour, or you're at home at the moment?
Right now I'm at home. We've been playing a couple of shows this summer, just bigger festivals and things like that. So the next show is in about 2 weeks from now in Germany, and then we play Hungary and a little bit here and there. So that's what we do this summer, and then we take a break, and then we're going to go to Australia.
Are these your first New Zealand shows?
Yes, this is the first time we're there, and we are very happy to include New Zealand this time because we haven't been there before. None of us have, so it's great.
So, your show's later in the year. That won't be the first time you've toured Australia. So, what do you like about coming here and the Australian audiences?
It's going to be cold in December here where I'm at right now. So, apart from the weather, good friends there. We toured with a lot of people from Australia. I mean, both in Australia and. Will be nice to catch up with them.
So your sixth record, From the North, it came out a year and a half ago. So how have fans reacted to the songs, both on the album and in the live shows?
I think the reaction has been really good. Yeah, they like it. They like it a lot. I think these songs, they do really good live as well. Listening to it on CD is one thing, or digital, it's one thing. But when you see it live, it sort of makes sense, more sense. So, it's been really a good response so far, both from press, media, and the fans as well. So, yeah.
Raised Fist's latest album, From the North, is out right now, and the band will be touring Australia and New Zealand in November and December. The Melbourne show is on Saturday, December the 3rd, at Max Watts, at the Max Watts venue. That is an 18-plus show. So thanks so much for joining us, Ali. But we'll end with a song of your choice from the latest album. Ali, what is your favorite song on From the North, and can you tell us why you chose that song?
Yeah, I think Chaos is the best song on the album. I had a good time recording it. I was up to nighttime, and there was the studio was closed. And I there's a middle section there where I sing, "When I feel down and low in the city of cold," etc. And I just recorded that. I just put one track on it, and then I put another overlay, and then a third overlay on it. Just as a sketch for the producer who came in early mornings, so when I was asleep. So that was just like, okay, this is how I, something in the lines of what I'm looking at recording. But when I woke up and I came in and I said, "Did you listen to it?" And he said, "Yeah, we're going to take it." And I said, "Okay, well, let's record it then, for real." And he said, "No, Ale, it is for real. The thing you recorded yourself is what's going to end up on the album, because it sounds a little bit... It's not ultra clean. It's not pitch perfect. It gives me a kind of punk rock vibe to it, and that's on the whole album. So we're going to stick to that, and that's why I want a little detail that makes me love this song a little extra. But the song itself, the whole, I'm so satisfied with the vocal setup and the riff. The guitar is just fucking. Jimmy and Dino wrote the guitars on this, and it must be one of the best things they've ever written. It's razor blades on your fucking eyelids. That's how this guitars sound to me.
Awesome. We'll leave it there. Thanks so much, Ali. Enjoy your day or night, whatever time it is there.
Yeah. Take care, brother. See you.
Welcome back to Mosh Pit on Sin. We have Stefan, Liam, Ellen, and I'm Jade. That song was Bad Water by Ginger. Earlier, we heard Zebrahead, Call Your Friends, and Raised Fist, Chaos.
Nice. Oh, yes. Dun, dun, dun. Now, some exciting news has come in.
For Australia, I guess.
Yeah, for Australia. Especially for Melbourne.
Yes.
It's grand final time, guys. I know this is a Mosh Pit show, but
woo. I love the football.
Are we all pumped for the finals? Has everyone been watching it?
Who's playing?
All right, I don't know. This weekend GWS hosts Bulldogs at Spotless Stadium, and then we have Sydney versus Geelong. Geelong hosts Sydney at MCG.
You are literally our eye in the sky for football, because I'm clueless.
None of us, I'm clueless. GWS beat Bulldogs, but then I kind of want a Victorian team in the grand final. I don't want that to be Geelong. So,
Hawthorn does that every year, don't they?
Hawthorn got kicked out. Hawthorn Geelong have a rivalry, right. So as I'm a Hawthorn supporter, I wouldn't want Geelong to win.
And Hawthorn's been in the grand final the last few years, haven't they?
They had a three-peat.
So at least there's our Victorian team. So now that Hawthorn's out of the picture, we want
for Bulldogs.
Bulldogs, that's right.
But then I'm kind of going for GWS.
Who's playing at the Living End?
Yeah, the Living End. The Living End Vance playing Joy at, and Sting.
This year's grand final, which is next Saturday.
Wait,
the
Sting?
No,
it's not. Sting?
It's not this weekend, the next one.
Yeah, the 1st. 1st of October.
Who, Living End's playing and who else?
Sting and Vance
Sting,
Joy.
Okay. I'm excited for Sting. I don't know who the Living End is, but Sting are...
Are you serious, man? You know who the Living End is?
I know who the Living End is. You can't talk, okay?
Yeah, but
dude, they're from Clayton, man. That's so local.
Clayton! I don't care. I don't know.
Liam, who claims to be into local bands.
How big are they, though?
They're pretty big.
They're like in the top five biggest bands in Australia, easily.
I'm going to Google them during the break.
We'll be playing them soon.
They're literally the image on my phone. That's when I saw them like a few months ago.
Can I see their lead singer? Is he...
Yeah, Chris Chaney.
Oh, great radio guys. I see a photo of some sort of musical instrument and a guy.
Three-piece, right?
Yeah, three-piece. Yep. I'll upload the photo to the Mosh Pit page afterwards.
I think they remind me a lot of Green Day.
They're like ska punk.
Rock punk.
Rockabilly.
Oh, boy. I can't wait to do my ska dances at the AFL final.
You've got the Living End. Vance Joy will be a nice little
I wonder how all the oldies will be feeling about the Living End playing at the grand final. They'll be like, this isn't Song of My Past.
Living End, they've been around for like 20 years.
Living End might even appeal to the oldies
talking people from like Woolabulla Woolawong.
They've been dealing with that for the last 5 years, not knowing
Sting
what's
is going,
going
to appeal to the older audience.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, last year, of course, Bryan Adams played. That was the older audience.
Okay.
Didn't everyone hate Bryan Adams?
Hated Ali Goulding. She was the other one, and everyone hated her apart from my brother.
So this year's lineup for AFL Grand Final.
I think it's pretty good.
The Living End, Sting, and Vance Joy.
I feel like they have one for each generation. Baby Boomers, Sting. Gen Y, Vance Joy, and Gen X, Living End. Yeah. So I think they got
what
pretty much all
Gen
bases
Z?
Covered.
Gen Z. I'm in Gen Z.
No, they're still sucking their thumbs. Is that enough time for grand final entertainment?
Gen Z is like 1996, 1995.
No, it's not. What are you talking about?
Look it up. Gen Z, Gen Z.
Gen Z will Gen Z will be having the Wiggles playing live.
Mm. You guys have no idea.
I'm sorry that I'm not keeping up with my shitty gen mates.
I do think it's a good lineup overall. I think it's got something for everyone. If the Living End are playing afterwards for free, which I heard they might, I'll be going to see that.
Stay tuned for that one then, everyone.
Is Sting coming out with a new album or something? I feel like he's doing some solo stuff recently.
Who knows? Anyway, we're going to play some old school The Living End. We've played quite a lot of their new album, Shift, but we're going to play a song from their album, The Modern Artillery. When I saw The Living End recently, I thought this was like the best song. It's nice and fast. After that, I'm going to play some quote-unquote dance metal with some Amaranth, and then Walk of Shame by Deep Valley. This is Hold Up by The Living End. You're listening to The Mosh Pit on Sin.
Toot.
Hey guys, you're listening to Mosh Pit on Sin 90.7. We've got Jade, Ellen, and Stefan, and myself, Liam, in the room. What did we just heard here? We heard Walk of Shame by Deep. Shut up, guys. I have a slur. It's a bit annoying, I know. We just heard Walk of Shame by Deep Valley. And then before that, we heard Drop Dead Cynical by. Amaranth.
Yes. And dance metal.
The very first song we heard was Hold Up by The Living End.
Which, now you've heard The Living End. Now,
and
Liam.
I'm going to say I'm not as disappointed as I thought it was going to be.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Dance metal.
You thought it was good?
I thought it was good. I was joking.
So the AFL grand final will be a little bit more nicer.
I'm not going to be awake for that. I'm going to be asleep.
It's at 2:30 p.m.
Yeah, exactly. I'll be asleep.
Well, we're going to...
Is that not normal?
We're going to go quickly into one more song for this hour. Well, the hour's about to finish. But this is a Japanese song. I thought I'd put some J-rock in there. This band's called Dolls Box. All five or six member band, five piece. This song is called Loud Twin Stars. Enjoy.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Mosh Pit on Sin 90.7. We are now in the 9 p.m. hour, which means all the music we're playing now is new. New metal music, yay! Yeah,
new metal and junk.
And once again, joined with Liam.
Hello.
Stefan, Ellen, and Jade. And Steve-O's in here too. He's ready for Steve-O's.
Steve-O's enjoying a good selfie.
Which is coming up in the next hour. So he's a little bit early, but we like his company.
We enjoy Steve-O's company all day, every day.
Coming up on tonight's show, we have an interview with Raised by Wolves. And we're going to talk about live versions of songs and albums. Which do we like better? So
we'll find out.
You guys have a say.
Opinions.
Let us know on social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Sin, Mosh Pit. You know it, guys.
Yeah.
it's not hard to find.
All right. Well, let's go straight into it with Refuse, Seventh of Death from the deluxe edition of their Freedom album, followed by New Beach Slang. Mosh Pit on Sin.
You're listening to the Mosh Pit on Sin. I'm Alan, and I'm here with Stefan, Liam, and Jade, and also Steve-O.
Hola.
The songs that we just heard from the top was Servants of Death by Refused from their album Freedom?
Oh, it's supposed to be Freedom.
Anyway, they're from Sweden, and the second song we heard was Atom Bomb by Beach Slang from their new album, which is being released tomorrow. And you can also catch Refused at St. Kilda Prince Bandroom on the 24th of January.
Make sure
you head down there.
And also check out our interview with Beach Slang too.
Yeah.
Lots of cool stuff.
A good one. I've actually, since that interview, I've been listening to them a lot. They're actually really, really good.
Yeah.
Especially their new stuff. I mean, the song that they just came out with, I'm not a huge fan of, but the other stuff that's come out in the past couple months, I'm really digging.
What about this one?
Good.
That one was okay. Yeah. That one was okay. There was another one that I was kind of like, eh. And
Jade's selfie games are strong.
So Jade's pulling out the selfie games. We're going to call it out.
Facebook Live. I'm trying
Nice.
Facebook Live for Sid Mosh Pit 90.7.
Should give it to Steve. He'll hold the phone.
Anyway, what are we talking about now?
We're talking about
live albums and songs.
Compared to the original.
Simple question. Do you guys like live albums?
Yes.
It depends.
Yeah. I'm a very strong yes.
I like it because, I mean, I guess you like a band that still sounds really awesome when they are live, but I find one of the things I don't like when I listen to the live bands is the crowd in the background.
I have a question to ask. That's why I'm putting my hand up.
Thank you, Liam.
Ellen. Let me guess, your favourite live album is the MTV Live with, what are they called?
Nirvana.
But Is it though?
I have two.
Don't lie.
That's one of them.
I knew it.
Listen, the other one is from the Muddy Banks of the Wishka, which is like a heavier Nirvana Live album. So...
I knew it!
No, but
I'm calling you out.
I also like the Alice in Chains and Pearl Jam MTV Unplugged.
Oh, the Pearl Jam one was pretty good.
And Alice in Chains.
Yeah. I'm not their biggest fan, but I'm not going to deny that they're good.
Okay. That's fair enough.
Yes, Stefan, what do you have
What
to
do
say?
You think?
I like a lot of great live albums. Because a lot of the older bands, some of the recordings sound a bit outdated. So when they perform it live, it's usually faster and just sounds, more full. and loud, you know, like Metallica and AC/DC, for instance. They're when they perform live, it just sounds so much better most of the time. And then you've got, I guess, bands like the Eagles, who actually sound exactly the same live, which is a bit... I do like the Eagles, but they sound exactly the same live, and it's a little bit lame.
True. I'm getting
that
a bit
That is
of,
not lame. That's cool.
You're mentioning a lot of older bands.
Yes.
Sounding really good live. So what does that say about bands these days?
Well, a lot of them, they can correct what they do in the recording studio with things like Pro Tools and stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, hello. And Jade's live streaming. Go, Jade. And that can be an issue in terms of recording, because sometimes they can't, you know, they can't do what they do in the studio on stage, and that can be an issue.
Well, but Bring Me the Horizon sounded awesome live.
But did they record it and release it digitally?
Wasn't there, like, backing tracks?
Do you
tracks?
Like live DVDs of, like, concerts and stuff?
Oh, yeah. I guess they'll make a lot of money out of those things, too.
Depends on the production, I think. As well, like I actually really enjoy. I gotta say, I really enjoy live albums as well. It's a terrible example because it's not mosh pit worthy at all. But I remember my stepbrother went to that Daft Punk one. Do you remember that live album that came out from that? The good thing about that, I don't love Daft Punk as much as I did when I was 10. The good thing about that show, at least, was they changed it up. They remixed all their songs and made something fresh and new from it.
Did that have the song Get Lucky?
Yeah, they did, but they mixed it with something else, and it was actually really, really good. And I like when people do that. They don't just play the songs exactly the same as they normally are. They make it fresh.
Yeah.
So you actually get a new
experience.
I get
what you're saying, yeah.
And then if we're talking, like, recorded, just, like, straight recorded albums... there's a Japanese band called Fishmans who their last release was a, like, 98 live album. And that was actually just, like, the production and quality of the actual music itself was spectacular. So once it's done right, it can really almost be better than studio albums.
Yeah, I definitely agree.
All right, well...
Sivo, we got Sivo. Hold on.
But then again, there's Motorhead with their No Sleep to Hammersmith album, live album.
Is it good?
Hell yes!
Hell yes!
There we go. Definite answer
that was very
from
passionate.
Steve-O.
Yes.
Okay, awesome. Well, speaking of live albums, we're going to go straight into a live song by In Flames. After that, we're going to play Dragon Force and New Alter Bridge. But this is Everything's Gone, the live version, In Flames, from the album Sounds from the Heart of Gothenburg. Some melodic death for you. The live album comes out tomorrow, and the next studio album, Battles, will be out November the 11th. Okay,
your selfie game is strong.
Stop pulling faces on Facebook Live.
Also, check out our Facebook Live.
You're listening to The Mosh Pit on Sin. I'm Alan, and I'm here with Stefan, Liam, and Jade, and Steve-O.
Mosh Pit.
The songs that we just heard from the top was Everything's Gone, which was a live track from In Flames. Then we heard Wings of Liberty by Dragon Force, and Show Me a Leader by Alter Bridge.
It was just played.
Yes.
And just for information, the Dragon Force song was originally from the Power Within album released a few years ago, but they released a Greatest Hits album early in the year called Killer Elite, the hits, the highs, and the vids.
The Power Within, that's a really nice name. I like that name.
It certainly suits them.
Yeah.
There's a bit of a theme emerging with all their song titles and album names, I gotta say.
So what are we listening to now?
We have coming up is a Razor's Wolves interview, which I did a couple, like, last week or the week before.
Mm-hmm.
And I spoke to Brad, who is the lead singer. So we're going to hear that, and then we'll hear one of their tracks from their new EP.
Yeah.
Nice.
So take it away.
For writing and recording Phone Book for Hokkaido, the songs have themes such as, like, social anxiety, homesickness, and loss. Is that something that yous were feeling at the time?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, the songs just kind of come out of, like, I don't try to write certain themes, so they just kind of come out of what's going on at the time. I don't think there's anything too heavy on there, so it's just kind of typical young person stuff, I guess.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
When you formed as a band, what other bands and artists influenced and inspired your sound?
Just, like, a lot of, like, typical kind of, like, 90s punk and, like, you know, punk and hardcore bands from now, like, you know, early Rise Against and Blink, and then, you know, bands like Descendants. But there's a lot of really good Sydney and, like, Canberra bands that have kind of looked after us from the start. So even bands like Nerdlinger from Sydney have kind of really influenced us from the start.
Are you into a lot of underground bands as well?
What do you mean when you say underground?
Like, I mean, like, bands that, like, not big name bands, bands that sort of perform around the local place where you're from?
Yeah, I like to. I feel like it's important to be active in the scene outside of your own band. So I think, yeah, we're all pretty familiar with lots of local, like, small bands that are really, really killer. So,
yeah. What has been the best part of your musical journey as a band so far?
It's playing shows and making mates. Basically, like, everybody who plays in a band knows it costs a lot of money and takes a lot of your time and effort, but it's, you know, it's worth it playing good shows, just meeting new people.
Yeah, having lots of energy on stage and trying to have, like, the best show possible.
Yeah, it's just always, you know, like, we just played a pretty cool little weekend of just three shows and it was just, you know, I was wrecked after it and felt really sick, but, yeah, it's always, it's worth it, you know, yeah. It's great.
So you're performing in Melbourne on the Saturday 29th of October at Last Chance Rock and Roll Bar, performing with as a rival. Have you performed with them before?
Yeah, we just played three shows with them over the weekend.
Okay, that's cool. So it was good to perform with them?
Yeah, they're great guys, and they hooked us up on those shows, and they're a really good band, so it's just always, we'd never played with them before either, so it's always good to play with new people, and even better when they're really good. So
yeah, it's always good when you go and see bands and it's like more than one band performing. It's good to have
a mix.
Yeah. Do you write songs as a group, or do you have like one person who takes charge of the songwriting?
Predominantly it's like me writing lyrics and structures, but it's never just a single person thing. We always kind of work on it together, and then when we record it, it never ends up being the same as what we'd like. It's never finished until you actually put it out, and then even changes happen since then. So it starts off just me, and then we kind of just work on it together. We don't really have a formula.
Yeah, it just sort of happens as...
Yeah, it just comes out, yeah.
Awesome. You've toured around Australia. What's been your favourite city so far to perform in?
Well, we haven't played. Like, there's still so many cities we haven't played. We've only really been, like, New South Wales and Victoria, but Canberra's always, I don't know why, Canberra's just always, we've played Canberra more than anywhere else, and it's always a good time. Wollongong's always fun too. It's kind of like a hometown show in Wollongong.
Do you have, like, goals to perform in other countries as well? Like, eventually?
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
I guess it's, I don't really think about, like, to me that would just be, that's not even in my mind as happening yet. We're not there yet, but we, you know, you never say no.
Just focusing on
if the opportunity came around, then yeah, we'd take it for sure.
Just focusing on what's going on right now, I guess.
Yeah.
Do you have any pre-show rituals, like, to get you in the zone for performing?
Do you mean pre-show?
Yeah.
I think we just nothing too crazy. We don't take it too seriously. We just kind of hang out and just actually, I always get a burrito from Guzman and Gomez. That's one thing I always do. Yeah.
Which flavour?
It depends if I'm poor that week or not.
Okay.
Sometimes I get the cheapest, but it's all good. So.
Yeah, it's like me, I went to get a taco the other day from this restaurant. It was like tiny, it was like cheapest thing on the menu, and it was like tiny taco.
Yeah. But I don't know why. I think it's just always, it always just seems to be a Guzman around somewhere, so yeah.
Yeah. What's the next step for Raises Wolves? So you've just released your new phone book for Hokkaido. What do you see yourselves doing next after this?
I think, I don't know. I mean, we've still got a few more shows left for the year, including that Melbourne one. We're playing Wollongong this weekend and Sydney the weekend after again. There's no plans to get back in the studio just yet. I think definitely just got to write some more songs, maybe another EP, an album in the future. We'll see what happens.
Awesome. Raises Wolves will be performing in Melbourne on Saturday the 29th of October at the Last Chance Rock and Roll Bar, performing with As a Rival. Make sure you head down and enjoy the night.
Back next.
Welcome back to Mosh Pit on Sin. That one that just played was Rivalry by Airborne, and before that we had Brotherhood of the Snake with by Testament, and Raised by Wolves was earlier, who we just heard the interview from, and that was their song Sometimes.
Yeah, check them out live Saturday, October 29th at the Last Chance Rock and Roll Bar in Melbourne. Jeez, that seems apocalyptic there. And the Airborne album Breaking Out of Hell comes out tomorrow. I think we're running low. We're pretty much running out of time now. We've got one song, but Steve-O, you've got a show. You've got an hour. Can you tell us what's coming up?
He's got a thing.
Coming up, Steve-O's Wasted.
Hold on. We need a microphone in here. Steve-O, get on in here.
Coming up, Steve-O's Wasted Years, the metal ballads. Coming up, we got Kiss. Was Dokken, Yngwie Malmsteen, Queen, and more.
This sounds beautiful.
Including the immolation stuff, the interview and the song.
And by the way, we're live on Facebook, so go on our Facebook page for next 2 minutes.
You should go like our Facebook page, guys. Come on. Moshpit Sin, Facebook, do it.
Facebook.com/moshpitonsin, S-Y-N. Check it out. Now, the last song is...
Also, Instagram, we post some good pics there.
How do you pronounce this one, Stefan?
Yeah, like, it's... I think it's pronounced Jackals.
Okay. Wait, which one? Now, let me try again.
Jackal. I think it's pronounced Jackal.
Trophic level.
Jackal.
Go on our Facebook page and you'll see what the name of the song is anyway.
Trophic level.
Yes, and this is a doom metal free compilation from Bandcamp. It's called Drone from the Other Side of the Earth 2 Australian Doom. So yeah, Australian doom metal for you.
They're
awesome.
Australian. That's really cool.
Yeah, we play a lot of Australian bands on the Mosh Pit on Sin. So yeah, we're going to say goodbye and play Trophic Level, but I think it's pronounced Jackal, but I don't know.
Jackal. Who cares?
Thanks for listening, guys.
All right, so we're all saying goodbye.
Have
from
a good Mosh Weekends.
You're on Sin 90.7 Mosh Pit.
Bye.
Myself, Stefan, and...
I'll still be here.
Steve will still be here.
Steve-O's Wasted Years up next.
Awesome. Yeah.
Mosh Pit on Sin.
Two Piss Masters.
See you next week.
Piss Masters, yes.
Yeah. And welcome to Steve-O's Wasted Years, the ballads, the metal ballads on the Mosh Pit in Sin 90.7 FM. My name is Steven, and we're going to have a great night. Tonight, we're going to be playing songs from Kiss, Dokken, Yngwie Malmsteen, Queen, and more. And to close off the show for tonight, we'll be doing some immolation stuff. Like, we're going to have an immolation interview and the song God Complex, but that'll be for later. The first song we're going to be playing will be Reason to Live by Kiss from the album Crazy Nights. And after that, we're going to be playing Falling by Rose Tattoo. From the album Beats from a Single Drum, you listen to Steve-O's Wasted Years, the Metal Ballads, and the Mosh Pit, and Sin 90.7 FM. And welcome back to Steve-O's Wasted Years, the Metal Ballads, on the Mosh Pit, and Sin 90.7 FM. You just listened to Falling by Rose Tattoo from the album Beats from a Single Drum. For that, you listened to Reason to Live by Kiss from the album Crazy Nights. Now, I'm going to make a little bit of a rant before we get to the next song. So, I'm just going to say this up front. One of my favourite modern metal singers is, in fact, Tim Ripper Owens. Now, he's known in bands such as Yngwie Malmsteen and Iced Earth, but without his contributions to Judas Priest, he wouldn't be the modern metal vocalist everyone knows to this day. So I'm just going to say this to Judas Priest. Why can't you just reissue Jugulator and, to a lesser extent, Demolition? Seems like you trying to erase history for some reason. But I'm just some crazy fanboy, whatever. But I'm just going to say this. Jugulator, in my opinion, is the logical next step after Painkiller, which was the last Rob Halford album before all the drama, you know? Before all the drama where, you know, Rob Halford left and wanted to do his own stuff. But anyways. But yeah. Without Jugulator, which is a kick-ass album whenever you agree or not, Tim Ripper Owens wouldn't make it to Iced Earth. Had Jugulator not been recorded, Tim Ripper Owens would have never made Yngwie write an excellent metal album in 2008, which he hasn't been doing since then. I mean, I'm just going to say this. Have you listened to Yngwie's latest album, World on Fire? Like, the songwriting is there, his spelling is there, but, you know, sometimes Yngwie needs to hire vocalists, but that's not the point. Judas Priest, you're going to have to reissue Jugulator and Demolition because Jugulator was a kick-ass album. There may be some fans of Demolition, but, you know, whatever. I'm just saying, to just reissue those albums, maybe Demolition to a lesser extent. So that's just my rant. Okay, we're going to get to the next song. Next song we'll be playing is Alone Again by Dokken for the Tooth and Nail. And after that, we'll be playing No Stranger to Love by Black Sabbath, the 7th Star. You listen to Steve O's Wasted Years, the Metal Ballads, and the Mosh Pit. It's in 90.7 FM. And welcome back to Steve O's Wasted Years, the Metal Ballads, and the Mosh Pit. It's in 90.7 FM. You just listened to No Stranger to Love by Black Sabbath for the 7th Star. And before that, you listened to Alone Again by Dokken for the Tooth and Nail. Now, I just want to make another rant, something I've heard about this morning. It's not metal related or anything, but it's about YouTube, and apparently they brought in the new whatever it is, I'm not sure. It's called YouTube Heroes, and apparently what this site gives you is internet points for doing these simple instructions. One of the simple instructions they're telling you to do is mass flag videos, and this is where the problem arises. Now, I know YouTube has done this, done stuff that's similar things many, many times before. Remember when they told content creators, no more Pwnage videos? Later, they're just like, you know what? It's like, you know what? You can go back to Pwnage videos. And then there was this time where you're like, you're not, if you're going to swear, just bleep the naughty words out. And then they've just realized, you know what? It's useless. You know? And then just earlier this month, it was just like, oh, we're going to make sure some of your videos don't get, well, I'm not going to talk about it, but if you're a YouTuber, you'll know this, and, you know, it just fell apart. Now they got YouTube Heroes, and, you know, people are going to abuse it, and it's not going to be pretty, so whatever. The reason why is that, you know, people can just use this, you know, new thing, which is YouTube, the YouTube Heroes thing, to sign up and just flag whatever channel they disagree with or of any videos that challenge their ideas and opinions. It's like, well, I'm just going to tell these YouTubers, just wear a cup. Deal with it. It's not like, you know, it's gonna end the world. No. You're still here. You're still making videos. And that's pretty much it. So, yeah, don't be the next Brett Keane. I bet some people will know who Brett Keane is. I'll pretty much tell you another time. But anyways, don't just go... this new system is gonna pretty much just fall flat, and then, you know, and then YouTube's like, you know what, YouTube Heroes didn't work, and it's back to normal, and then 3 months later, it'll just come with something new, and it'll fail again. Just typical YouTube phase, cycle, whatever. Now let's get back to some more songs. Next song, Zazemstri by Cats for the 666. After that, we'll be playing Save Our Love by Yngwie Malmsteen for the Eclipse. And even after that, we'll be playing Blood and Tears by Danzig for the Lucifuge. You listen to Steve O's Wasted Years, the Metal Ballads, and the Mosh Pit, and Sin 90.7 FM. And welcome back to Steve O's Wasted Years, the Metal Ballads, and the Mosh Pit, and Sin 90.7 FM. You just listened to Blood and Tears by Danzig for the Lucifuge. Before that, you listened to Save Our Love by Yngwie Malmsteen for the Eclipse, when Yngwie Malmsteen was epic, bitches. And even before that, you listen to Zazemstri by Kiss, Cats, from the album 666. Now we're gonna be finishing off the metal ballad segment for the show tonight. Next song we'll be playing is Honestly by Striper from the album To Hell the Devil. And to close off the metal ballad segment before we get into the Immolation stuff, These Are the Days of Our Lives by Queen for the Innuendo. You listen to Steve O's Wasted Years, the Metal Ballads, and the Mosh Pit, and Sin 90.7 FM. I still love you. That was the Steve-O's Wasted Years, the metal ballads and the mosh pit and Sid 90.7 FM. You just listened to These Are the Days of Our Lives by Queen, Fnyam Innuendo, and before that you listened to Honestly by Striper, Fnyam to Hell with the Devil. Now we're getting on to a different pace for the last 10 minutes of the show, I believe, with Immolation stuff. First to the interview with that Ben Dunn with Immolation. Now then we'll be playing God Complex from the latest album, Kingdom of Conspiracy. Now, join Steve-O's Wasted Years next week as we uncovering the hateful, uncovering the dangerous cult, that the dark cult, that is the Les Legions Noirs, which is French for the Black Legions, which are a bunch of French black metal bands from the 90s. So be excited for next week, I guess. So yeah, now let's get to the Immolation interview on Steve-O's Wasted Years, the Mosh Pit, and Sin 90.7 FM.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Ross Dolan of Immolation, and you were listening to the Mosh Pit on Sin.
So Ross Dolan is the bassist and vocalist for pioneering death metal legend, Immolation. They'll be touring Australia later this month, playing at Max Watts in Melbourne on September 23rd. Ross, thank you so much for joining me.
Oh, thanks for having me. It's a pleasure.
You're very welcome. Now, I've read a few rave reviews about your live show, which is always very exciting. From the perspective of you as a performer, what goes into making it successful?
Well, we all put a lot of time, obviously, into getting ready for whatever show it is, whether it's a festival run or a tour or, the shows we're doing in Australia and New Zealand. So, I think the worst part about the whole process is actually, fine-tuning a set list. That's always, like, the hardest part for us. But, once we get the set list nailed down, we're lucky enough to have, all the members in the band, myself, Bob, Steve, and Bill, are all pretty motivated guys. So, we don't really rehearse together as a band, and we haven't for a number of years just because of our location in the U.S. Our drummer is from Ohio, our guitar player Bill is in outside of Tampa, Florida, and Bob and I are in New York, so... So you can see it would be kind of a mess trying to organize for rehearsals, on a weekly or nightly kind of basis. So we just kind of all, we choose the songs we're going to do for the set, and then we all just rehearse on our own. And, me personally, I start about a month and a half out, and that's it. It's an everyday thing for me, just kind of going through the songs, going through the material, because, we try to... We're trying to rotate a lot of the songs just now. At this point in the game, we got our 10th record coming out in January, so it's a lot of material to draw from. So, we always try to rotate so we have some fresh stuff, for the fans, depending on which tour, how often we've been to an area. So, seeing that it's the first time we've been down to we've ever been down to Australia coming up, so Australia and New Zealand are new on this list, so we picked a lot of stuff off of all the records, so we're touching on everything, so we try to pick songs that, we think the fans will enjoy, and we try not to leave any of the records out, so, And other than that, it's just, just that passion, man, just the fire. We thrive on that energy from the crowd. So hopefully we'll feel that energy when we get down there.
I'm sure we'll bring it. Last thing we're going to touch on, new record, process, details, anything you want to talk about in regards to that?
Sure, the new record's just about done. We're listening to mixes now. We're up to, mix number 8. So I think by the end of this week, we will have that nailed down. So it's done. 11 new songs. It'll be out in January, from what Nuclear Blast tells me. So end of January, it'll be out. Again, 11 new songs. We had Zach Oren did the mix mastering once again. Paul Orfino did all the recording. We have Par Olofsson, who did the last couple of covers for us. He did the main cover and the back cover. And we have Eastern European artist by the name of Zbigniew Bialik, who did some of the interior pieces for us. And he's worked with, a number of bands, including Vader more recently. So he's a phenomenal artist. So we wanted something a little different for the inside. So he's doing, 4...
you know, song-specific pieces of art for the inside of the booklet. So, you know, hopefully when it's all done, it'll have a very cool, dark look, and, you know, it'll kind of go well with the music and the lyrics.
Awesome. Immolation will be touring Australia later this month, playing at Max Watts in Melbourne on September 23rd. Ross, thank you so much for joining me. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Thank you, sir, and can't wait to get down there and see everybody, man, and thanks for all your support, brother.
There you go, new Immolation now, going to probably be out in January 2017. So now we're going to be playing God Complex from their more recent album, Kingdom Conspiracy. You have listened to Steve-O's Wastages and Mosh Pit at Sin 90.7 FM. See you next week.
Thanks for listening to the Mosh Pit Backstage Podcast. You can subscribe to us on iTunes and Omni. To find out more about the show, go to www.syn.org.au/moshpit. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/moshpitonsin and follow us on Twitter and Instagram at moshpitsin. The regular Mosh Pit radio show broadcasts punk, rock and metal tunes and interviews every Thursday nights on Sin 9.7 on FM and digital radios. Listeners outside of Melbourne, Australia can stream Sin 9.7 online at www.syn.org.au. Thanks to Vintage Ruin for the music.
Hi, this is Tomato from Flash Gun Apocalypse.
Hi, I'm Enid from Girls' School.
I am Phoebe Pinnock from Heaven the Axe.
Hey, this is Gary Oldmead of the Misfits.
Hey, this is Kat Sproul from Horizon's Edge, and you're listening to The Mosh Pit on Sin FM.
Hi, this is Aina from Leopard.
Hi, I'm Virginia Lilly from the band Lily.
This is Raul from 1449.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Ali from Zebrahead.
Hey, everybody, this is Charlie Benante with Anthrax, and you are listening to The Mosh Pit on Sin.